White Claw Hard Seltzer. Crafted using seltzer water, 5% alcohol, and a hint of fruit. Only 100 calories and 2 grams of carbs. Please drink responsibly. Hard seltzer with flavors. White Claw Seltzer Works, 2020 Chicago. Visit whiteclaw.com for full nutritional information.
Austin 360 Radio, Amy Edwards and Whitney Straub sitting in with Christopher Watson and Ryan Neal. Thanks
it's
for sticking around for a few.
Thanks,
it is,
guys.
A foursome.
Yeah. So fun.
I like it.
Yes, we're so glad you stuck around because you guys are kids from the 90s.
Yes.
Right? Mm-hmm. I'm sure you snacked it up back then.
Still do.
Still do.
I love snacks.
Snacks are so
snacks
great.
Snacks are the best.
Doritos. Spicy chili Doritos. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, I have a list here of 10 snacks from the 90s that you can still buy on Amazon. I'd love to get your take on some of these. Maybe you have a childhood memory that you want to share.
Okay.
And Amy, we can join in as well.
Okay.
But we were a little bit older.
I still snacked.
I still snack. What's your favorite snack right now?
Oof.
Oh, it's going to be boring because
I'm a chips girl. It's not boring. I want chips and I love, I pretty much equally love all chips.
What, like, give me one example.
Oh, I really like the kettle baked, like maybe a jalapeno.
Yeah, I'm a spice girl.
So good.
What about you guys? Are you snacking right now?
Chips for me.
Everything pretzel chips is
you have them in your bag right there.
It's a wrap.
I saw them.
Once I pop, I don't stop.
No hummus or anything with
straight
it. It's
up.
Just straight up plain.
And I need some water.
The everything ones are really good too.
Oh, like the bagel.
So good.
Yummy.
No, the everything pretzel ones. Pretzel
I know,
chips.
But it's bagel. Oh. It's saying everything like the everything bagel, I'm assuming.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
No, so good.
Well, those are probably not on this list because they're all from the 90s. So if you're a child of the 90s and you want to know if you can get some of these snacks, I am about to tell you. And we'll see what you think about them. I'll start at the bottom. And this is one of my favorite. And I don't even think it's just 90s. I feel like this was prior to the 90s. Fun Dip. Do you remember Fun Dip?
The stick that you put in the powder?
Sticks made of sugar that you dip into more sugar.
Oh, it's still around. My kids eat those.
Yeah, I know. Do you think it was made in the 90s?
It feels like an 80s.
It was 80s.
I was going to say, we had ice cream man would come by. And I'd get a little sweet tart lipstick to pretend with, and then also that Fun Dip.
Mm. Yo, they figure out all the ways to put sugar up on your body.
That's true.
Candy, cigarettes.
Cigarettes, everything.
Yeah.
Oh, the cigarettes. Oh, my God. And it blew smoke the first time.
Yes.
Did it, like, get that puff out?
And do you know, I have purchased I got so excited about seeing those in the store that I bought some, and then I was watching my young children pretend to smoke, and I thought, this is not good parenting right now.
Perhaps this is a problem. Perhaps we're grooming.
Not a great idea.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right. Number 9, Gushers. Not a fan.
I hate Gushers. Disgusting.
I love Gushers.
I love me some Gushers.
I love
Gushers. No, because what is the gushing part? Like, it's just some chemical goo.
It's a goo.
Yeah, it's just diabetic.
It's
right.
High fructose corn syrup.
It's like, it's like sugary dyed corn syrup.
High fructose corn syrup Gushers. Mm-hmm. All right. Pixie Sticks, another powdered candy.
God. That's 80s too,
came
though.
Came in a straw. Look, I'm just reading the list. They're saying 90s.
I do.
Like the 3 foot.
Yes. Plastic.
You know your candy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I used to sell. Yeah.
I used to sell candy.
If we get to the candy, I'll tell you.
He's a dealer. Candy.
That was my first job, honestly. I'll tell you if you hit this one.
Okay. Yes. Okay. Warheads.
That's the one.
Now,
that's the one.
Super sour, right?
I used to sell Warheads on, like, kids sell lemonade back in the day. Yes. I used to buy a ton of Warheads, and I would sell them in front of my house.
Now, here
was
is
that
the
a
problem.
Pretty good business?
As like an 8-year-old, I was making cash.
Making a bank.
Yeah.
Noted. So, get your Warheads here.
Tell the kids.
Army veterans were coming by like, wait, this isn't what I thought.
Yeah.
The problem with those and the super sour candy is you can really actually burn your tongue.
Oh, yeah.
What?
Your tongue starts peeling.
If you eat enough of them.
He knows. Yeah. You ate it. Right? Yeah. I'm sure.
So many layers of my tongue have been peeled off.
Those blue
sour Skittles.
Or the Warheads.
Yeah.
All right. I'm sorry. This is not a 90s candy, Amazon, but it's on the list. Pop Rocks.
Of course.
Yeah.
That's 80s.
It was just
80s.
Popularized in the 80s.
I don't know why they're saying this, but I guess they're, I don't know.
And of course, there's the old urban legend that, you know, eat the Pop Rocks, drink a Coke, you die.
Oh.
You never heard that?
Not, I never heard that.
I actually did that, but I didn't. I thought it was just more fun.
Oh, yeah. Mind. They said someone died, you know, so it was
Well, there's also another thing you can do with that concoction, not as a
Let's
child.
Hear about it.
What?
No.
What?
I'll tell you off air.
No, you have to tell us. What?
Lady, it is not a paroquet.
Something dirty that you do?
Yes,
with
you put Pop Rocks and And Coke in your, not, you know, like Coca-Cola in your mouth when you're, you know, wanting to spice things up with
your Oh.
Yo. Yeah. Where?
Just Pop Rocks or Pop Rocks and Coke?
No. No, there needs to be some liquid in there too.
Okay.
Listen, I'll draw a diagram
this sounds
on the whiteboard
like a tried and
afterwards.
Yes, yes.
I'm just saying heard from a friend. Yeah. All right. All right, we got five more of these snacks from the 90s that you can still buy on Amazon.
Okay.
Number 5, Big League Chew.
Love it.
Another product that kids can pretend to do something inappropriate.
Yeah.
Let me, I can't really dip, so I'm going to get this bubble gum and use it as
dip. I didn't use it as dip. I just, it was shredded, so I couldn't get enough in my mouth. Like,
oh,
I
yeah.
wanted to just, it
Keep
was like
going.
More.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And they even designed it like tobacco. Cause it
yeah,
would,
the pouch.
It,
would,
it was
yeah,
in a pouch.
The pouch, and then it would run out so quick, you'd have to take it out,
yeah.
put more in.
That's like, what, I didn't take it out, I just kept loading.
Just, yeah, you just
more
keep
and more. Them. Chipmunk
But
cheeks.
You're right. That's all like part of their
but
marketing
I never,
ploy
but
to get us
Same thing with bubblegum cigars. But you never thought about that as a kid.
No, you didn't.
You just wanted it. Anyway, all right. I have never heard of this. Little Hug Fruit Barrels.
Little Hug?
Little Hug Fruit Barrels.
I'm looking that deserves a quick Google.
I agree. I've never heard of
I'm
that.
I'm thinking of the root beer barrels.
Is those it little
or little?
Little. Those little grenade-shaped juices that were 100% sugar.
Oh.
So it's not
those.
Really a
oh, yeah.
candy.
100%
oh,
a drink.
Oh, it's snack.
Yeah.
yeah, it's a drink.
Yeah, yeah. we had those.
Those
we had
little
those, yeah, we had
grenade-shaped
those.
Juices.
Again, pure sugar.
Yeah.
Pure. Oh, grenade-shaped. Okay. Mm-hmm. I couldn't visualize that for a second. Mm-hmm. All right. You already mentioned it, Ryan. I think Airheads, another sour
Airheads
candy. Mm-hmm. Earlier this month, the company that makes them tried to remind people they still exist by offering up a chicken sandwich with a bun made of Airheads.
What?
For National Fried Chicken Day.
That is... That no.
That sounds disgusting.
Yeah. That sounds like such a bad mistake.
It sounds like
and
a
how
huge...
big is the bun? Like that is a lot of Airhead.
That
an Airhead
demands...
is like a tongue. It's like a
right.
It's like a lot. You know,
and it's not chewy. Weird. It's hard.
As
right?
well as
yeah.
well as
bad idea.
Chicken sounds like probably one of the top 5 worst things to pair with an Airhead.
Like, right. Yeah. Like, yeah. I don't like
or,
that.
Yeah. No.
All right. I got 2 more snacks from the 90s that you can still buy on Amazon. One of my all-time favorites, the Ring Pop.
Facts.
I love the Ring Pop.
Yep. That one goes back to the 80s, too.
Yeah, like, I think a lot of these are 80s. Amazon, this list, they got it wrong. Anyway, yeah, one for each finger, one for each toe, maybe, depending
oh, wow.
on how much bling you want.
Yeah.
And last but not least, and I did love these.
It has to be number one.
It's number one.
It has to be.
Dunkaroos.
Dunkaroos.
Do you remember those?
Oh, yeah.
I don't even know what Dunkaroos
is. It's like a donut-shaped torpedo, like a torpedo-shaped donut, right?
Yeah. Well, no.
Dunkaroos are the...
Dunkaroos, the icing, and then the little cookies that are like shaped like dinosaurs.
Oh.
You dunk them
yeah,
in.
Shaped like dinosaurs. What am I thinking
yeah,
of,
yeah, vanilla
then?
Cookies and frosting.
And the,
yes, the frosting.
See, that's what I'm saying.
Oh.
It's like pink something. Yo, if you had Dunkaroos at lunch, that was like the hottest yeah. snack trade item. Doesn't matter what
oh,
you...
really?
You could have gotten whatever you wanted yeah. at
oh,
the table.
Oh, okay. Like, I remember now.
See, that
yes.
one's truly 90s because I don't know
oh,
that
yeah.
one at all.
Yeah. yeah.
Like...
Well, it was number
it looks,
one. They
looks
dis-
pretty good. It's like, yeah, it's sort of like the hummus and cracker thing that they do now, only cookies.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Oh,
frosting.
Right.
And frosting.
Yes.
Why doesn't this exist anymore?
Well, they disappeared in 2012, but now they're back.
This
they're
says
back.
Right here, definitely coming back summer 2020. So
yeah, they're back. Dunkaroos, you can get them on Amazon. So there you have it. If you're a kid of the 90s or 80s or just like snacks.
As a side,
yeah.
you guys remember, they don't sell them anymore, but the Rice Krispie Treat cereal, the purple box.
Yes.
No, but that sounds pretty good.
It's my favorite cereal of all time.
Really?
It's unbelievable.
And so well, you know, you could just recreate that by just buying some
you
or
could.
Making your own Rice
yeah.
Krispie Treats.
You know
Try
what? We used to go to a friend's house for lunch sometimes in high school, and she would just get a jar of marshmallow cream and just dump Rice Krispies in there and stick it in the microwave for a minute, and that we just eat out of it. That was
yeah.
our
yeah. Oh my! And the stringy,
super healthy
stuff.
Yeah, it's good yeah. times.
Doesn't it all amaze right. you all the stuff that you used to eat that you're like, I wouldn't
yeah.
eat that. I just wouldn't eat
Twinkies.
That
I Twinkies. Was a Twinkie fiend, and then Hostess got bought out, and they don't taste the same.
I like Ding Dongs
really?
Better.
Ding Dongs are good.
Yo, what about those little mini muffins too?
Oh, Little Bites?
Oh, Little Bites.
Oh, those are in my house right now. Those are in my house right now. Little Bites. You can get the chocolate chip bites. You can get the blueberry
ones. So much
ones.
Milk.
I think they're full of like partially hydrogenated, you know.
Oh, yeah. Like the fake none bread from Subway, probably.
Right. None of it is good for you. If you want a good snack, you got to go, you know, with celery sticks.
Oh.
Peanut butter.
Oh, my God. No. No.
That's good for us as adults, but not
here.
Right.
I don't even like that. No, I refuse.